During the late and great 90s, I came to an understanding that what was missing from society was mentoring and rites of passage. It came to me at the end of a particularly painful, life-changing American Indian ceremony. The world was different then. There was an optimism in the air, and both myself and the circle of people I associated with thought we would change the world to be the best version of itself. But alas, that was not to be, and here we are in 25, surrounded by craziness and a worldwide breaking down of society. Reflecting on it now, there's a need to change, to upgrade, to survive the maelstrom of chaos in these times. We need an anchor, a place to begin. X marks this spot. We're all going to die no matter what we say or do. The result will be the same. I dwelt on that a lot and asked myself, why should we feel shy or feel less? Broken, old, insignificant, afraid. A sheep plodding along after the herd. Sure, compared to inevitable death, everything else seems small. Don't we need to reinvent ourselves, have presence, be respected, taste life to the full? Enough with doubts and self-sabotage, fears and hesitations. Out with the old and in with the new. A fresher, healthier, more positive, upgraded self. The time is now. The different stages of life need to be defined, and the person making the transition needs to be assisted. Consider each life stage as a mini death and rebirth. The more prepared and aware you are, the smoother the transition. We need to offer closure to one aspect and recognize the new. This was, is an integral part of the old world society, the native tribal societies. What of the young girl experiencing her monthly cycle for the first times? Or the teenage boy suddenly flooded with testosterone? The middle-aged woman trying to negotiate menopause? The middle-aged man losing his virility? Or the transition just from middle-age to being old? The young people taking the first steps into adulthood, cutting away the period of childhood, standing and being recognized for who they are, which is a yearning to be involved in a group, to test oneself, to find an adult who knows and understands the secrets of life, to learn the different routes through life's potential stumbling blocks. For adults listening to this, do you know anybody that was initiated into adulthood, mentored, and given some sort of blueprint and direction for life? I know of only a few. Do you not feel that it would have made an enormous impact on your life, paving the way towards utilizing your full potential? Didn't we miss out on something special and important? It's not a reflection on our parents or even our parents' parents. When our society moved away from the land and into the industrial age, we lost so much, including mentoring and initiation. Our society offers nothing in the way of rights anymore. If the adults are too busy or traumatized by life, or too far away from the natural world and cycles of life themselves, who is going to mentor the young? So the young can mentor their children. Are we not caught up in a vicious cycle, passing our chaos onto the children? We send the young people out into the world unsure, unmentored, unprepared, molded from the mind of advertisers and big business, programmed from social media, vulnerable to bogus influences and ideologies. We leave it to them to initiate themselves into adulthood through alcohol, drugs, or the first sexual experience, maybe even joining a gang. If some fall away, then society will punish them for society's own failings. And the cycle spreads on and on. For the average male approaching midlife, the so-called male crisis is something of a joke, not to be taken seriously or believed. The very time when you're most vulnerable, when your world and body is falling apart, and powerful feelings and forces are coursing through your being, when unusual thoughts and behaviours are beginning to surface. This is the time when society chooses to amuse itself with your symptoms and reactions. The midlife years are highly traumatic for most males and females. We all know and have seen the signs and symptoms in our families and friends, throughout society, and perhaps even in ourselves. For those unprepared, life can break you, upturn your world, and force you to reconsider your path. During this time of upheaval, we are prone to making bad life decisions with far-reaching consequences. How can we break the cycle? How can we support the young? How can we face the midlife years with open arms and joy in our hearts and transform our knowledge into wisdom? For all concerned and unprepared, it is a very lonely, confusing, hit-or-miss walk along the razor's edge of life. We need to offer a base, a springboard from where to begin the new journey. Again, X marks this spot. We need to offer brotherhood, sisterhood, understanding, direction, clarity, and life tools within an individual context. We need to heal generational wounds and improve the quality of life, providing support to help negotiate the razor's edge of life. Oh, why bother, I can hear some people say. Well, the easy answer would be that life takes no prisoners. But consider my version of hell on earth. Waking up one morning to find oneself sick and old, with a realization that you never really lived your full potential and dreams, never really dared, a useless, too late feeling of dissatisfaction inside. What is it that stops us from taking those first few steps? Is it fear of the new, of success, the security of the familiar, or waiting for the right time, which never seems to come around? Or is it our own voice inside our head whispering doubts and insecurities, self-sabotage? What can we do? Instead of a society of mentors to welcome you into the circle of mature men and women with respect for you and your achievements, instead of a past that defined you and pronounced you a real man or woman, instead of all the knowledge, wisdom, mentoring and elders lost beyond your reach, an anchor in a rapidly changing, crazy world, I say, welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. Two roads lay ahead, one back to our old self and one onto the new. I took the one less traveled by. And you?